奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续在圣堂祭开布道会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our life will continue this evening in the Evangelical Meeting Program.
我们感谢天父给我们美好的机会，在这里传扬他的福音。
We'd like to first of all give thanks to our Heavenly Father for giving this opportunity to us to proclaim His gospel.
我们非常欢迎诸位先生、女士、小姐。年轻的一辈啊，帮忙来参加我们的布道会。
I'd like to once again extend a warmest welcome to all of you, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, and the young ones.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May our Lord Jesus Christ bless all of you.
第一个晚上的布道会，我们有查考过认识真神的题目。
In our first evening's evangelical meeting, we discussed to know the one true God.
我们人需要拜神。
As human beings, we need to have an object of worship.
因此，自古以来，一直到现在，每一个地方都有宗教的权利。
Ever since the beginning of human history, everywhere in the world, we will find religious practices where people worship deities of various forms.
但是，我们需要去查考，去敬拜。与我们有关系的对的真神。
But we ought to study and to worship the one true God which has a direct relationship with all of us.
这样子我们所以拜神的目的才有办法达成。
Thus we may fulfill our purpose of worshiping God.
那么这位真神就是创造天地万物的主宰。
And this one true God is the creator God who created the universe and the heavens and earth.
也就是我们人类的父亲
or the father or heavenly father of mankind.
我们第二个晚上有查考过有关认识耶稣的这个题目。
In the second evening, we discussed the topic to know Jesus.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
虽然日本人说耶稣是三大圣人之一，把这个文章啊，列在他们学校的课本。
We cannot but to study the Bible to find an answer.
根据圣经，他就是天地主宰，为了要救我们人类来成为人的。
According to the Bible, Jesus is the Master, the Lord of the universe, who came to the world in the form of flesh to save us.
那他为了要带领我们回天国？他在世界传道了以后，为了我们的罪死在十字架。
For the purpose of bringing us back to his heavenly home, he came to the world, laid down his life for us, and was crucified on the cross.
接着他的死为我们开了一条通天国的道路，所以他说：“我就是道路。”
By way of his death, he opened up a brand new path for all of us, leading to the heavenly home. Therefore, he proclaimed, "I am the way."
他在世界上还清了我们的罪债之后，第三天复活，经过40天升天，他现在在天上。
After he completed the grace for the remission of our sins on the cross, he ascended, and now he is in heaven.
要拯救一切信他的人。
It is Jesus who wants to save all those who come to believe in him.
使信他的人在世界有依靠。
He wants to give reliance to all those who believe in him.
对真神有真实的、永远不变的这个天国的盼望。
And to afford and give everyone, each one who believe in him, a hope for eternal life.
今晚上我们要查考的题目是认识教会。
This evening, I'd like to share the message with you as to how to know the church.
有新慕道的同胞，他都会提出一个问题。
Many of those seekers of truth may pose the same question.
说新耶稣的人为什么不在一同一个教会聚会？为什么教会啊分离的这么多？
Why don't all Christians worship the same one God in the same church? Instead, they divide themselves among different denominations.
那是不是在每一个教会信耶稣都能够达到信耶稣的目的？
Is it true that you may believe and worship Lord Jesus Christ in any denomination church and fulfill the same purpose?
所以对这个教会的问题，我今晚上要根据圣经和历史，善意的，我们来查一查。
This is my intent this evening to discuss with you the true church according to the Bible and history.
我说善意是说不是存心要批评。
And we do so out of a sense of goodwill, not to criticize other denominations.
我们先来谈这个教会，教会是什么？什么叫做教会？
Let us first discuss the church. What is the church?
我们请看《使徒行传》20章。
Let us turn to the book of the Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行传20章的28节。
The book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28.
20章28节。
Acts, chapter 20, verse 28. 28 reads, Take heed to yourself and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with the blood of his own son. This was what Paul said to the elders of the church of Ephesus. He said to them that they ought to take heed over themselves as overseers and to take care of the church.
用自己的水买来的,
for it is purchased with the blood of Jesus.
这个翻译是乎原文的。以后的翻译有的是说基督，应该是神本身，神用他自己的水买来的。The
RSV version reads the church of God which he obtained with the blood of his own son. This translation is an accurate one.
因为耶稣本来就是神。
Because Jesus is God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning, there is the Word, and the Word and God are one, and the Word is God.
那万物是借着道创造。
The myriad of things in the universe are created by the Word.
那么这个道成了肉身，就是神成为人。
And the Word came in the form of flesh. So God adopted the form of man and came to the world.
按照神的计划, 人的罪要得到赦免，要有一个没有罪的人替他死。
According to the laws of God, that in order that our sins may be remitted, we need one who is sinless to die for us.
但是神是灵，没有肉体，所以为什么要替人流血？神需要成为人。But
God is the Spirit. In order to shed blood for the sins of humanity, God must come in the form of man.
那教会是神用他的血买来的。
And the church is purchased and redeemed by the blood of the Son of Man.
主耶稣复活要升天的时候告诉门徒说信老受洗的必然得救。
After our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected and prior to his ascension, he said to the disciples that all those who believe and be baptized shall be saved.
耶稣的宝血要借着洗礼来接近我们的罪。It
is through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ during water baptism that our sins may be remitted.
所以要成为教会的一份子，一定要信耶稣悔改，接受洗礼。In
order to become a member of the congregation of the church, we must first believe and be baptized.
那么这些 都是的宝血洁净的这些人的这个团体，这些人组织起来的这些团体，这个就是教会。The
church is indeed a congregation of members who have been cleansed of their sins.
教会不是指说这个会堂。Therefore,
the church does not really mean the chapel or the architecture.
那么这些人就是教会，就是耶稣的身体。
The congregation, therefore, is the body of Christ.
因此爱教会，爱这些弟兄姊妹，就爱耶稣。If
you love the church and love the brothers and sisters, then you show your love to our Lord Jesus Christ.
扫罗破坏教会，耶稣问他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
When Saul persecuted the church. And remember, he was asked by God, Saul, Saul, why thou persecutest me?
那既然是耶稣的身体，也就是耶稣的圣灵充满的地方。
If the church or the congregation is the body of Christ, it is exactly where the Holy Spirit prevails.
我们请看《以弗所书》第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章的23节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
第一章23节。
The book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23. Chapter 1 verse 23. With which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
所以这些都一直保持救赎的人，都成了耶稣的身体的肢体一部分。All
those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus have become a member of this body.
那么这个身体，这个教会是耶稣的灵充满的地方。And
the church is where the Spirit of God prevails.
因此，耶稣的教会
Thus, if it is the church or the body of Christ, it has to have the prevalence of the Holy Spirit. This is, for instance, my body. My soul must dwell inside of my body. The church or a church, therefore, must have the Spirit of God where it dwells. Otherwise, it is not to be called a church. Paul further said in the book of the 1 Timothy, let us turn to the book of 1 Timothy,
第三章15节,
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
15节,
chapter 3, verse 15, 1 Timothy reads, If I am delayed, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and bulwark of the truth.
这里说谈到教会，就是神的家。The
church indeed is the household of God.
也是真理的住宿和根基。It
is also the pillar and bulwark of the truth.
这个教会是要保守、保卫真理的地方。A
church should be the bulwark of the truth.
因为神要通过教会来传出他的真理。For
God shall proclaim his truth through his own body, the church.
因此教会不但要有圣灵，一定要有真理。The
church not only must have the Holy Spirit, it should also have nothing but the truth.
所以真理就是
The truth, of course, in a nutshell, is the greatness of God. Therefore, when we talk about the church, we must remember these two very essentials. One, it must have the dwelling of the Holy Spirit, and secondly, it must proclaim nothing but the ultimate truth.
也就是说所传的道理要和耶稣与使徒一样。
In other words, a church should preach the gospel, which must be exactly the same as that was proclaimed by the apostles.
那么这个有圣灵、有真理的教会，就是神的家。A
church which has the Holy Spirit of God and the truth, then is the household of God indeed.
所以你相信耶稣归入这种教会。
So if you choose to believe in Jesus Christ and you are baptized into this church, you have then returned home.
那真神,救主耶稣,要通过这个教会来拯救人类。And
it is through this church that the one true God or our Lord Jesus Christ who would save the humanity.
那属如时代他们所传的真理都是一致的。The
truth preached by the apostles was the same.
因为同灵同道，所以他们就同为一体。Because
the truth is revealed through the same spirit, the same way and truth, they are exactly the same and with no difference.
在使徒时代只有一种教会，没有两种教会。
In the apostolic time, there was only one church.
先看以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn back to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章的第四节和第五节。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. And verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Amen. 保罗在这里说身体是一个，这个身体是说教会，教会是一个一种的意思。
Paul made it clearly here that there is only one body.
那圣灵是神的灵，圣灵也是一个。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, therefore there should not be a second.
所以你得到的圣灵，我得到的圣灵都是一样的，圣灵是一个。
The Holy Spirit which you have received and that which I have received should be identical and the same.
那基督徒是同一个指望，就天国。
And the Christians all have the same one hope, that is the heavenly home.
他们同信奉一位主，就是救主耶稣。
They all believe in the same one God, that is our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
一主，一信，一喜。
One Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
初出初代的教会就是最先的教会，他们是同一种信仰。
The Apostolic Church is the earliest church.And it has had only one faith.
在犹太地的教会和在罗马国的教会，在这个罗马的教会，他们信仰一样。
In Ephesus and in Rome, the church believed in the same thing.
所以他们的所谓教义就是一个的。
Therefore, in terms of the doctrines they preached, they were exactly the same.
但是现在情况不一样了，现在这个教会和那个教会的教义不一样，信仰不一样。
But as we know so well that we have a great number of denominations, each one is different.
这个洗礼本来应该是包括在信仰之内，但是他在这里特别提出一信一洗，洗礼是一种。
According to verse 5, it says one faith and one baptism. Strictly speaking, one baptism is part of one faith.
那么这个降垂的洗礼只有一次。不会说两次。
But they are mentioned separately here. The only one baptism, there is only one correct form of baptism.
但是现在情况不一样了。现在这个教会的洗礼和那个教会的洗礼方法不一样。
But even baptism differ greatly from church to church.
有很多种方法。
There are a great number of forms of baptism.
所以说现在的教会的情况和使徒那个原始教会的情况不一样。
Therefore, we may say that the condition of the church today is quite different from the time of the apostles.
那个时候是只有一种教会，
只有一种信仰。Only one church and one faith then.
只有一种信仰。
One baptism then.
但是在使徒时代，撒旦主要迫害这个得救的福音。
But Satan began its destructive work even from the time of the apostles.
这个教会必须把道理传得正确。
Therefore, the church must preach the true gospel.
道理传得不正确，好像地图画错的，你开车啊，没有办法找到你的目的地。
If the truth is not proclaimed in the correct way, then we don't have a real map which could lead us to the right destination.
但是保罗非常严重的警告这个传讲改变的福音的这个假师傅。
But Paul gave a very clear warning to all those false prophets who preach differently from the truth.
我们先看加拉太书第一章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章第六节到第九节。
Galatians chapter 1 verses 6 to 9.
第六节，一章第六节。
Chapter 1 verse 6 to 9.I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel. Verse 7, not that there is another gospel, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. And 8, but even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we preach to you, let him be accursed. And verse 9, as we have said before, so now I say again, If anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed.
保罗真是一位真理的斗士。
Paul indeed is a soldier of the truth.
他在这里表示他所传的真理是绝对的。
He made it explicitly here that the truth he preached was the truth.
所以假如传福音给你们和我所传的不一样，他要被捉住。
Therefore he said, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed.
他说就是天使来传福音给你和我传的不一样，他要被捉住。
He said, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we preach to you, let him be accursed.
这个就是属于传位。
This is indeed the authority the apostles had.
教会是建立在使徒的根基上。
And we must remember the church was built upon the basis of the apostles.
所以教会所传的道理必须和使徒所传的一致。
The truth therefore preached in the church must coincide perfectly with that was preached by the apostles.
他说假如和我所传的不一样，他要被捉住。
If anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed.
这个被捉住要受审的刑罚的意思。
To be accursed, of course, means to be condemned and punished by God.
传福音是一件美事。
To preach the gospel should be a wonderful thing to do.
但是我们传福音必须要传的和使徒一样。
But as we preach the gospel, we must preach the same gospel as preached by the apostles.
就是传，但是编制的和使徒所传的不一样呢，那不能带人到天国，反倒带人去灭亡。因此，他要被捉住。
If we distort or pervert the truth preached by the apostles, we would not be able to lead people to heaven, and we shall be accursed.
因此，我们今天信耶稣，不要。说人家信我就信了，人家说我就信。
Therefore, when we choose to believe, we must not just follow what other people do.
我们传福音信真要做传道也是一样的。
To dedicate oneself to the work of the Lord and to preach the gospel must follow the same principle.
我所传的是得救的福音或者变质的福音。
Am I preaching to you the true gospel of salvation or am I preaching to you a distorted version?
假如所传的是已经更改的、变质的福音，那不能带领人到耶稣面前。
If the gospel preached by me is distorted, it will not lead you back home to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的传道工作不但没有办法造福于人类、救人，反倒要被咒诅。
And this kind of missionary work not only will not be blessed by the Lord, it will be in turn accursed by Him.
那么这个教会到了启示录第二章第三章把那个情况看起来。
From the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, we may further detect the state of the church.
那是主后九十多年的事情。
That was about 90 some years AD.
那七个教会啊只有两个没有被责备，五个都是受责备的。
Out of all the seven churches then, five were accursed, only two survived.
已经啊，相当堕落，道理相当混乱。
At that time, the truth was already quite perverted and distorted.
所以这个真教会，就是有圣灵、有真理的那个真教会的维持，到使徒末期就已经发生危险。
The name of our church, the true Jesus Church, spells out exactly that the truth we preach.Coincided with the time of the apostles, and we are able to keep the truth.
那使徒教会一直处在这个迫害之中。
The apostolic church was subjected to persecutions.
因为罗马帝国的每一代王啊，都是迫害教会的。
In fact, the rulers in the Roman Empire, one after another, continued to persecute the church.
尤其尼禄皇帝啦，或者多美先皇帝，迫害的非常厉害。
Nero.And Domitian are examples who persecuted the church most severely.
一直到主后312年
to about 312 AD.
罗马皇帝遵守战争才停止迫害教会。
The monarch of the Roman Empire, Constantine, stopped persecuting the church.
孙子接受耶稣做救主， 接受耶稣教做国教。
Furthermore, he accepted Jesus as his savior, and he actually accepted Christianity as the state religion.
这看起来是教会的福气，但是实际上啊，主教会在道理上更俗化、更变质。
From one perspective, this might be regarded as a blessing in terms of the church, but in reality, the church was very much vulgarized.
我下面阶段其实要讲历史。
And let me discuss with you briefly the history of it.
不是批评，历史的介绍而已。
I'm only giving you a historical account. It is not in any form of criticism.
对肉身牺牲方面来说，天主教在此应该排一点低一点点。
In terms of the extent and degree of sacrifice or sacrifices made by the Roman Catholic believers, they are rated extremely high, maybe the highest.
天主教的神父修女啊，他们做出多少的牺牲？
The Catholic fathers and nuns, in fact, countless nuns and fathers made extreme sacrifices.
要献身为神父的，要施行三罪：罪色、罪财、罪欲。比如说，你要当神父嘛，不结婚的。
And according to Roman Catholicism, a father must subject himself to three abstinences.
还要把自己的财产，你的部分的财产，通通献给教会。自己不可有私有财产。
They were required to turn to the church their properties. They were not supposed to own any personal property.
第三罪义就绝对的顺服，没有意见。
And the first is abstinence from sex, the second from property, the third is abstinence from opinion.
他们做到。
And they have fulfilled in these three abstinences.
牺牲多么大。
They made extravagant sacrifices.
所以对肉身的面来说，天主教才是很肉身，对牺牲来说非常大。
Therefore, in terms of the extent of sacrifices made by these fathers and nuns, I have nothing but praises.
我们看这个天主教一直发展下去呀、啊，就多少书法啊，就教会不能维持维护那个纯净。
But as Roman Catholicism developed, it became increasingly vulgarized, and it could not maintain the purity and godliness in the church.
那么天主教有这个东方和西方的这个形成一个两个地区的这个势力。
In terms of Roman Catholicism, there have been two major centers, one in the Orient, the other in the Occident.
西方是以罗马为基地啊，东方只有那个君士坦丁堡为基地。
Rome was the center of the Occident, and Constantinople was the center of the Orient.
那么这两个势力一直到1054年正式分裂。
And these two forces proclaimed their official separation in the year 1054.
西方就是叫做罗马天主教。
The branch in the Occident is now called Roman Catholicism.
那这个东方这个是形成所谓希腊正教，以前苏联的国教就是这个。
And the one in the Orient became the Greek Orthodox belief.
这是天主教的大分裂。
So what I just described is the major split and separation within Roman Catholicism.
到了1517年，罗马天主教的修士德国人路多马丁提出，天主教应该改进的95条内容。
Martin Luther King in the year 1517 and raised the 95 items. Which he found within Roman Catholicism and his teachings must be rectified and reformed.
他在修道院里面研究圣经，他发现了他的教会应该改革。
As he was studying the Bible in the monastery faithfully, he discovered that his own church must undergo these reforms.
但是非常可惜的，教皇不能接受，本来要把他杀掉。
Unfortunately, the Pope refused to accept his proposition. He almost lost his life.
后来德国的贵族诸侯啊，拥护路多马丁，那路多马丁就被交在天主教的法庭被审判。
Later, people in Rome and the nobles in Rome supported him, and he was delivered into the hands of the judges there.
他要进入法庭的时候，讲一句话的，这个是在传记的，真实性我不知道。他说，大声喊着说，说魔鬼之人像屋顶的瓦片那么多，我不怕，因为一直站在我这边。
According to legend, of course I don't know the accuracy of this legend, before he entered into the courthouse, he shouted by saying that Satan are as numerous as the tiles on the roof, and I have Jesus on my side, I have no fear.
那个时候天主教他们自己有法庭。
At that time, the Roman Catholic Church had its own court.
后来路多马丁没有被杀掉，就被赶出教会，因此他就成立一个所谓新教，现在所谓基督教，就从那里开始了。
Martin Luther survived the crisis. He survived and saved his life, so he started the so-called new faith.
那么他的口号就是说回复到圣经里面去。
And his slogan was simply that we must return to the Bible.
他特别强调因信称义，因信得救。
And he emphasized ever so greatly that it is because of faith that we may be made righteous and we may be saved.
那么他这个系统啊，圣经的研究是自由的，言论是自由的。
He advocated the freedom of discussing the truth pertaining to the Bible and the freedom of speech.
那么在他的时代，他一个很好的同工啊啊，就是楚恩里啊，中国的啊。和他因为圣餐的问题发生争执。
One of his most capable co-workers, I think by the name of Chun Li, followed him, and there was an argument between him and his co-worker.
因此，这个好同工就离开路多马丁，另外去设立教会。
So his co-worker split from him again and established his own church.
以后教会的分裂非常多，一直到现在。啊，我看过的书本呐、啊。他说现在新教啊最少有2000个教派。
That was the beginning of the division or divisions within Christianity. According to what I have read, that today in the so-called new faith, there are more than 2,000 different denominations.
这个教派的成立啊，对好的方面来说是一种进步。
The establishment of Protestantism, of course,in a certain sense, was a good and positive development.
但是有时候是造成退步的。
But at the same time, it also represents a retrogression.
比方说这个浸信会啊，它是特别主张洗礼一定要浸水。
The Baptist Church, for instance, insists that baptism must have full immersion.
它说原文就是这样子，主路教会就是这样子。
They insisted that etymologically and also according to the practice of the apostles,That was the case.
那因为他特别强调这一点，所以把教会的名字也以这个也称为浸信会。
And the result of their strong advocation, they even adopted the word baptism in the name of the church.
根据圣经啊，根据历史，浸信会主张洗礼要浸水，这个是正确。
In fact, their advocation, according to history and the Bible, is indeed accurate and correct.
这是一种进步。
So in a sense, this is a positive development.
后来又长老派的成立。
But later, because
这个长老会在美国也相当多。
Of the Presbyterian Church, there are differences. There are many Presbyterian churches here in the United States.
他们是特别主张教会的组织应该是以长老啊啊来治理教会。
They advocate that the elders should lead the organization of a church.
不是教王一个人，也不是几个大主教去支配教会。
They insisted that the pope and the bishops should not be the only ones who wage the authority of control.
应该选择几位长老，他们共同去管理教会。这个是后圣经。
They thought and believed that elders should be elected to jointly govern the church.
那么他们为了要主张这一点，甚至把教会的名字叫做基督长老教会，是这样。
In order to fulfill their advocation, they even adopted the name of elders in Christ.
以后啊，有很多种啊，里面好像说安息之会、基督复临安息之会。
Sabbath Church and a great many other churches also followed.
这个安息日会他是特别主张啊，教会要守安息日。
The Seventh Day Evangelist Church, for instance, they insist upon the importance of Sabbath.
所以他们甚至把这个安息日、守安息日这个事情啊，列在做他们的这个教会的名称。
Therefore, they evenadopted the word Sabbath in the name of the church.
说起来，他们主张守安息日，这个是合乎圣经的。但是，可惜啊，他们遵守的方法就是旧约时代。
It is biblical that the seventh day is a Sabbath day, but unfortunately, the way they observe Sabbath is quite different from the truth.
在台湾的安息日会的人，安息日不听电话。
The Seventh Day Evangelists, they do not even, the members of the church do not even respond to phone rings on the Sabbath day.
就是电报来也不打开看。
Even telegrams may arrive that they would refuse to open up.
安息日会他们到处也是开了医院啊，相当大规模。
That church also has established a number of hospitals in different localities.
他们的信徒当医生的那一天不看病。
The believers of that church who work in the hospital will refuse to see an inpatient on the Sabbath day.
我问他们说：“那么急诊室啊，谁要负责呢？”他说：“请那些没有心理师的人呐、让他们去轮流。”
I once asked them who would take care of the emergency cases on Sabbath day. Their answer was, "Let those who have not believed in Jesus Christ."To take care of them.
所以他们这种做法和主耶稣所安息的精神不一样。
It is therefore recognized this kind of practice in terms of their observation of the Sabbath day is quite different from the way our Lord Jesus Christ observed.
不对日子的主张倒是合乎圣经的，日子的主张是对的。
Their insistence on the seventh day as the Sabbath certainly is biblical.
你看那个威力表啊，第一天是 Sunday.
If you look at your,
第一天是星期六啊。
If you look at your own calendar, you will see for yourself that the first day is Sunday and the seventh day is Saturday.
安息日是第七日，不是第一日。
Sabbath day should be the seventh, not the first day.
那大家都知道，耶稣在第一日复活，那第一日就是星期日，因此第七日是拜六，没错。
We all know that the first day or Sunday was the day when Jesus Christ resurrected.Therefore, the seventh day should be a Saturday.
有很多很多种的教会有成立。
Of course, from that time onward, many more denominations were established.
这几十年来，所以无神节运动相当的这个激烈了。
During the past few decades, the movement of the Pentecost Church has reached a new height.
他们是主张啊，基督徒一定要受圣灵，好像五旬节那一天使徒所得到的圣灵。
They insisted that as Christians we must all receive the Holy Spirit as the disciples so received on the day of Pentecost.、
因此他们强调求圣灵、说方言。
They do insist upon the importance of praying for the Holy Spirit and the receipt of it.
不过他们对真理方面呢、倒是不太留意。
But they have failed to pay close attention to the truth.
所以这个过去的教会做错的那个道理，他们还是继续去做。
They followed the erroneous practices of the early church.
实际上历史告诉我们，使徒时代的真教会又是堕落的。
In fact, history has told us that the church after the apostolic time continue on a way of declination.
虽然路多马丁改教，还是没有办法回到这个使徒时代的教会。
Even though Martin Luther underwent the reform or advocated reform, but the church was not brought back to the original pristine state of the apostles' time.
这个是历史的事实。
What I just said is historical fact.
但是教会不会永远被掳的。
But we know the church should not be forever under captivity.
这个有圣经的预言，也有重大的预表。
We have prophecies in the Bible, and there are also signs clearly indicate so.
旧约时代的圣殿预表新约时代的教会。
The temple of the Old Testament time represents the church of the New Testament time.
所罗门王花了七年的时间建造起来的圣殿。
King Solomon spent 7 years in his construction of the Holy Temple.
后来因为列王不遵守神的道理，所以神就让巴比伦王把它烧掉。
But because of the subsequent kings did not observe the truth of God, therefore the king of Babylon set it up fire and ruined it.
那百姓被杀被杀，那掳了好多啊，到巴比伦去做奴仆。
Many lives were lost, and many were put into captivity in Babylon.
但是神的百姓不会永远被掳的。
But we are certain that the children of God, the people of God, should not remain in captivity forever.
所以神事先通过以利米先知说：“你们啊，要被掳到巴比伦70年，70年满，我要让你们回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。”
God revealed through Jeremiah, therefore, that the people would experienced a period of 70 years of captivity before they could return and rebuild the temple.
我们请看历代志下。
Let us turn to the Second Chronicles.
历代志下36章。
Second Chronicles, chapter 36.
历代志下36章19节到21节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 36, verses 19 to 21.
这个十九节就记在加利底人呐、啊，就是巴比伦人焚烧神的殿。
Here we find how they burned all its palaces with fire in Jerusalem.
20节把那些没有杀掉的掳到巴比伦。
In verse 20, we know those who survived were captured and put in exile in Babylon.
一直到波斯王古列才让他们回耶路撒冷。
Until King Cyrus of PersBefore they were allowed to return.
21节
In verse 21,
即使要应验以利米先知所说的话，他们要被掳70年。
And all these were to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, that because they were supposed to be in exile for 70 years.
真的70年满，所罗巴伯带领百姓回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
At the end of the 70th year, Zerubbabel led the people back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
这个就是圣殿的历史。
This is a brief history of the reconstruction of the Holy Temple.
所罗门建造，巴比伦王烧掉。
Solomon built it, and the king of Babylon ruined it with fire.
经过70年重建起来。
70 years later, it was rebuilt.
苏联的圣殿教会也要经过这样的命运。
The Church of the Spirit should also go through the same kind of faith.
使徒时代所传的道理是真啊，失去了那个纯洁。
The truth preached by the apostles lost its truthfulness later on in history.
这个就教会被掳。
And this figuratively could mean that the church was put under captivity.
虽然路多马丁有热心有意要把这个教会复兴起来，但是时候还没到。
Although Martin Luther attempted a reform, but it was a failure for the time was not right.
环岛路多马丁这个系统的教会现在有点混乱。
And as a result, within the world of Protestantism, the church has become severely divided and confused.
环岛天主教旧教啊，有部分啊，很这个保守的。
In the Roman Catholicism or the old faith,many remain very conservative.
你现在看到美国的这个教会的情况，
if you look at the general state of the church in the United States,
实在是给人有部分的感觉很伤心的，不平易的。
We may become very saddened as we look around.
但是这个教会被掳的时间一满，神要重建圣灵了。现在就是说晚雨圣灵降临的时候。
This is the time of the latter rain in terms of the church.
那么这个圣灵降临， 要来复兴属如初代的那个纯净的完善的教会。
The Holy Spirit is to descend upon the church in order to revive the church of the apostles.
我们请看阿摩书书第九章。
Let us turn to the book of Amos, chapter 19.
第九章。
Chapter 9, I'm sorry.
第九章的十一节。
Amos, chapter 9,
十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 11.
这里说到那日，我要重建呐、啊、大卫倒塌的帐幕。
In that day, I will raise up the booth of David that is fallen and repair its breaches.
这大卫的帐幕是属于所罗门花七年的时间建造的圣殿。
The booth of David actually refers to the holy temple which was built for 70 years.
因为那些材料大部分都是大卫准备的。
The reason is that most of the construction materials were prepared by King David.
可是那个圣殿被破坏了，但是神到了他预定的日子，要把它重新建立起来。
Even though that temple was fallen, but God would raise it up again from its ruins when that time comes.
像古书一样，像使徒时代一样。
And very much like the time of the apostles.
所以有的人问说，你们真的是教会是属于旧教或者新教或者哪一个教派？
Some people ask this, is the belief of the true Jesus Church the same as the old faith or the new faith?
我们不是属于天主教旧教，也不是属于新教，我们只要靠圣灵来重建属徒时代的那个真教会的教会。
The answer is that we are neither Catholic nor Protestant, but what we are is that we are a church, or the church, which would like to reconstruct the church according to the truth preached by the apostles.
所以我们今天所传的道理和古书一样，和使徒时代一样。
The truth which we preach today is exactly the same as that which was preached by the apostles.
使徒所传的道理是最对的。
The truth preached by them was the absolute one.
要恢复像他们所传的。
Therefore, what we are doing is to restore the truth to its original state.
他们是传什么福音呢?
What kind of gospel truth did they preach?
他们指示我们怎么样想才能得救呢?
They indicated to us as to how can we be saved.
得救是以信耶稣开始。
Of course, one must begin with the faith or the belief in Jesus.
信耶稣做救主，对的救主。
To believe in the faith that Jesus is the one true Savior.
但是之后有两件非常重要的事情。
But after one has believed, there are two important things to do.
主耶稣对尼哥底母说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵行，不能进神的国。
Our Lord Jesus Christ once said to Nicodemus,That verily, verily I say unto you, unless a man is reborn from the water and the spirit, he cannot be saved.
这记在约翰三章五节。
This is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5.
主耶稣这个主诉最好的解释是提多三章五节。
The best interpretation of this can also be found in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5.
我们请看提多书三章五节。
Shall we turn to the book of Titus?
保罗他怎么指示得救的步骤
？How did Paul instruct us as to how to receive salvation？
提多三章五节说，神救我们不是因为我们所行的义。
In Titus chapter 3 verse 5 we find he saved us not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but by virtue of his mercy。
我们得救是因信主耶稣来得救，不是因为我们有好行为来得救的。
We are saved because we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, not because that we have good deeds.
那是不是照他的怜悯，他的怜悯就耶稣替我们死。
But in virtue of his own mercy, this means, of course, that Jesus died for our sake.
为我们开了一条通天国的道路。
Therefore, he opened up a new path leading to the heavenly home.
我们人这边要做两件事。
And there are two things that we must do ourselves.
这个是为了得救最基本最重要的两件事。
These are the most essential and most important for our salvation.
一件事，你信耶稣以后要接受重生的洗礼。
One is that after you have believed, you must receive the water baptism of regeneration.
另外一件就要多圣灵，靠圣灵更新，受新人。
And the second most important thing is the renewal in the Holy Spirit.
非常可惜的，我常常想了，我们本会的热心牺牲比不上别教会。
To be honest with you, and I often think to myself that in terms of sacrifices we have made for the church, we cannot be compared with Roman Catholicism.
So 我们向他们做见证，我们要谦卑。
Therefore, when we bear witness before them, we must be humble.
但是的确，他们有的所传的道理偏差了。
But it is equally true that the truth they preach has been perverted and distorted.
我刚才谈到这个浸信会。
I talked about the Baptist Church a little while ago.
浸信会呢，强调洗礼一定要浸水。
They insist that baptism must be conducted in full immersion.
但是浸信会不相信洗礼和得救有关系。
But unfortunately, they do not believe that water baptism has a direct relevance to our salvation.
他们的书本这样说，所以我请教他们的牧师周连华牧师。
Their tracts do say exactly as I described to you, so I spoke to one of the ministers, the famous preacher 周连华。
他对原文很有研究的。
He is very well versed in the original language.
我请问他《使徒行传》第二章三十八节。
So I asked him to interpret to me Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
第二章第三十八节《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
接着主耶稣升天过了十天呐，圣灵降临。
After 10 days after our Lord ascended, the Holy Spirit descended.
那大家被圣灵感动，说出别国的话，就是灵言。
The disciples were moved by the Holy Spirit, and they were speaking in tongues.
那十三节有的人就笑他们说他们醉酒了。
In verse 13, someone mocked them by criticizing them as being drunk.
33节彼得就说你们钉死十字架的耶稣已经升天了。
In verse 33, Peter said to them that Jesus whom you crucified has ascended.
所以现在把应许的圣灵降下来。
Therefore now the promised Holy Spirit is descending.
像你们所看见的所听见的。
As what you have heard and as you have already witnessed.
圣灵临到的时候你看得到也听得到。
Therefore when the Holy Spirit comes down to us, we're able to see it.
因为圣灵临到他他有感动会说谎言。
Because when a person receives the Holy Spirit, because of the touchment and the movement, he's able to speak in tongues.
不懂圣灵的肯定知道他们说是话谎啊，他醉酒啊，是这样子。
That is why people criticizing people receive Holy Spirit as being drunk.
我们初出来本会听道理的朋友大概也会感觉很惊讶的。
Our friends who are here for the first time may be surprised by this.
我也是一样的。
In fact, when I first came, I was equally surprised.
家兄是别的教会的传道人。
My older brother was a minister of a different denomination.
我小时候一直跟他去。
So when I was young, I simply followed him.
后来朋友带我到真理寺教会听道。
My friends later on brought me and introduced me to the true Jesus Church.
我认为一样信耶稣啊，可以。
At first I thought, we believe in the same Lord Jesus Christ, it should make no difference.
多听一点道理是好的。
The more truth you study, the better.
但是我也是看他们祷告啊，我不跟他们祷告。
When I first came to this church and saw those people praying in spiritual tongues, I did not want to join them.
因为我信不过去。
Because I was not fully convinced that that was the way to pray.
可是我还是继续的去听。
But luckily, I continued to search the truth there.
我在这个教会听道理的前后三年。
I studied the truth in the true Jesus Church for about 3 years.
我中间有一年都到外国去。
And of course, during which,About more than a year, I was traveling abroad.
后来感谢神啊，我得到圣灵。
I thank God. Ultimately, eventually, I did receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵临到我身上。
And it came upon me.
被感动起来，说出很多的灵言。
I was so moved by the Holy Spirit, I was speaking very fluently the spiritual tongue.
我才相信。
Then, I believed.
那么，这是当时的会众啊，感觉圣灵的这个奥妙。
The people at that time were surprised with the mystery of the Holy Spirit.
就问说我们要怎么办?
So they asked, what should we do?
38节, 彼得说你们要悔改。
In verse 38, Peter told them, repent.
奉耶稣的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
Peter said to them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are far off. So this instruction of Peter coincided precisely with the instruction of Lord Jesus. You want to be saved? You must first of all believe that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior.
第二步,
Secondly,
你要悔改,
you must repent. But these are the prerequisites during the preparatory stage.
我们的罪多到说明,
but the remission of our sin actually takes place at a time when we are baptized.
这里说受洗,
it says here that be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. It did not say here that to be baptized to show that your sins have been forgiven.
周牧师说,
and according to Minister Cho I mentioned earlier, the original text means exactly this.
我再请教他22章16节使徒行传。
Then I turn to chapter 22, verse 16, and discuss with him.
22章16节。
Chapter 22, verse
16. 这是亚拿尼亚对扫罗所说的话。
This was what Ananias said to Paul.
说你还当年什么呢？起来受洗，洗去你的罪。
And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name.
周牧师他说,
and again, Minister Zhou agreed that the original text does mean exactly this.
我说人人既然这样子,那么洗礼有赦罪的能力,是不是?他说是。
So I argued, if these two verses indeed are to be interpreted like this, then water baptism carries the power and ability to forgive
one's sins.
So I questioned and queried that why one of the ministers of his church in the book entitled The New Testament Church argued against this.
现在的传道人大概强调两点,
most of the ministers today emphasize two things.
包括这个出名的美国的布道家 Bill Graham 一样的。
Bill Graham, the noted evangelist, is doing the same.
他们不是传错，是传的不传的。
I'm not saying that they have preached wrong or erroneously, but rather they have not preached the whole truth.
他们带领人信耶稣离开偶像。
They bring people to our Lord Jesus Christ and to help them depart from the idols.
结果耶稣做救主,结果也对,一点都没有错。
They help people to receive Jesus as a Savior. This is good and correct.
他们叫人要悔改罪,离开罪。
They advise people to repent and to depart from sin.
喝酒的不要再喝酒,吸毒的不要再吸毒。
Stop drinking alcoholic beverages and to stop drug addiction and so forth.
要大家离开罪哦。
So they advise people, encourage people to move away from sins, and this is good and correct. But repentance and forgiveness of sins are different sins. Many people who are in prison, or those inmates, they know they have done something wrong. But simply to repent in the prison will not release them from the prison. Because in order to be released from the prison, they must first be forgiven of their crime. Therefore, similarly, for the sake of forgiveness of our sins, we must do so through the blood of our Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus said, you must first believe, be baptized, and you then can be saved.
耶稣是要借着这个洗礼来洗净我们的罪。
It is through water baptism that our Lord Jesus Christ can wash away our sins.
我们的信仰要建立在圣经的这个上面。
Our faith must be solidly built upon the truth and nothing but the truth.
我们的信仰不要听神学家大牧师的话。
Our faith is not
建立在他们的理论。
Built upon the theories advanced by those theologians.
他们的理论他们的主张就是不合圣经我们不会接受。
Their theories or hypotheses, if they are not biblical, we must not accept.
所以今天我们信耶稣大家那么做心是为了得救。但是你要想一想你所信的对吗
All those who believe have shown great fervency in their faith, but we mustStop and question ourselves, have we believed in the true faith? Do you believe in the person who guide you to the church, or do you believe in the Bible itself? For the sake of being saved,
信主耶稣悔改，要接受洗礼，
所以他说了 in our Lord Jesus Christ, to repent and be baptized so our sins can be forgiven.
那又还要求圣灵。
And what follows is that we must pray for the Holy Spirit.
靠圣灵做一个新的人。
Rely upon the power of the Holy Spirit, we must transform ourselves into a new person.
那根据圣经，圣灵引导的时候啊，看得到，听得到。
And according to the Bible, furthermore, when the Holy Spirit descends upon a person, others can see and hear.
看十九章《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to the Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章的第一节以下。
Chapter 19 from verse 1 and following.
耶稣保罗传道到犹太的时候，问他们说：“你们信的时候说了圣灵没有？”
When Paul preached the gospel all the way to Ephesus, he then asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
他们说没有。
And they said, "No."
We've never
even heard that there is a Holy Spirit.
那保罗追求说：“那么你们说什么洗礼呢？”
Then Paul queried.Into what then were you baptized?
因为洗礼不精髓，罪都不到赦免，罪都不到赦免，圣灵不会降临。
If water baptism is not performed in the right way, one sin cannot be forgiven and cleansed away.
他们说约翰的洗礼。
And they answer by saying, into John's baptism.
他说约翰是悔改的洗礼，不是受罪的洗礼。
And Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one.
第五节他们就奉主耶稣的名受洗。
And in verse 5 we find that they then were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
后来保罗按手在他们头上。
Paul then laid hands upon them.
就有12个人得圣灵。
And 12 of them received the Holy Spirit.
怎么算得出来呢？
And how could a person tell that 12 actually received?
他们是根据啊，那些人说谎言。
Of course, they could tell because these people were speaking in spiritual tongues.
所以圣灵听到的时候，圣灵感动他说出这个舌音呐，灵言。
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit descends upon a person, he or she is able to speak in tongues.
因此几个得到了，算得出来。
One can therefore count as to how many have already received.
这是使徒所传的道理。
So this was the truth preached by the apostles.
我们今天要追求这个使徒所传的道理。
We must pursue as this kind of truth, the truth preached by the apostles.
那么洗礼最多的赦免，成为神的儿女。
Once we're baptized, and once our sins are forgiven, we are made children of God.
我们求圣灵的帮助，圣灵的充满，靠着圣灵做新的人。
We can then pray and seek the power of the Holy Spirit, which will help us and afford us to become a new person.
就是充满圣洁和爱心的人。
Fully manifesting.Holiness, godliness, and love.
这样子，我们真的用主的恩典呢，我们能够回天国的。
If we have this kind of grace of the Lord, then we can be assured that we shall be led home one day.
这个就是得救的福音，传遍的道理。
What I've discussed is the gospel of salvation. It is the complete truth.
真的是这样传道有什么错？
So this is the truth which we preach here in this church.
我在真的是这样已经51年。
I have been in this church for 51 years.
我住的五大洲都因为教会的工作都有7个。
And I have visited all the 5 major continents in this world.
我还没有找到一个教会所传的比真的是教会后圣经。
And I have not yet found another church which preaches a more complete truth than the one we preach. 我们现在恢复主路时代的教会。Therefore, it is our mission to restore the Church of the Apostles.
我们要接受多久的福音？
We must accept this gospel of salvation.
什么是多久的福音？
What is the gospel of salvation?
信耶稣做救主。
Believe in our Lord Jesus Christ as
the Savior. 悔改自己的罪。
Repent our sins.
第三步。
And thirdly,
接受敬吹的洗礼。
To accept and to be baptized in a correct manner.
主路时代哪一种洗礼？
The baptism which was performed by the apostles.
又求圣灵充满。
And after that, we must pray continually for the fullness of the Spirit.
圣灵印证你是神的儿子。
Because if you have the Holy Spirit, you have the earnest and proof that you are a child of God.
保证你将来能够得尝天国产业。
That further assures you that you will be able to inherit the estate in heaven.
因圣灵的浇灌，我们知道真的知道有神啊，神啊，因为我们以这个身体。
Because of the Holy Spirit, we know that God exists, we can call upon His name.
我并不是说批评别的教会，不是这个意思。
Once again, I have no intention to criticize other denominations.
我是真的相信，不论所传的道理是多久的福音。
I simply and deeply believe that the truth we preach is the truth.
我们今天应该要追求完全。
We must seek after thoroughness and completeness.
我们带人要带到耶稣面前，不要到了半途把他放鸽子。
When we guide a person into the Lord, we must do so for all the way, not halfway.
台湾感谢神了，我是住在台湾了，现在是搬到美国来。台湾现在有条280间的真的是教会。
In Taiwan, where I've spent the major part of my life, there are 280 churches.Of our church.
最先相信的是一位黄先生。
Mr. Huang was the first one who believed in the true Jesus Church.
他以前是别的教会的。
He belonged to a different denomination previously.
他们全家搬到中国大陆，就自己的故乡了，漳州去。
So the Huang family moved back to Zhangzhou in mainland China, their homeland.
在那边，他的弟弟听见都有一个安息之会。
Where his younger brother heard that there was a Seventh Day Evangelist Church.
当时台湾有三种教会，天主教长老会和日本的那个谁教开的，那个 Holiness Church， 日本的只有这三种教会。
In Taiwan at that time there were only three churches. One is Catholic, the other Presbyterian, the other is the third is the Holiness Church.
所以他的弟弟呀。在厦门想要去信这个安息之会，他说安息之会很对啊，他看到安息之会。
His younger brother was about to be baptized in the Seventh Day Evangelist Church, in Amoy.
那个时候听说说有一种教会传道服装。
It was commonly believed that there was a church which was preached all the way to that homeland in Zhangzhou.
不久要传到漳州来，漳州是他们的故乡。
That was the homeland of the Huang family.
黄先生是有学问的人，有地位的人。
He was a learned man, one with a rather high social status.
他就一直顶后，要和这个真理是教会传道吧，谈一谈，查一查。
So he waited because he learned that the true Jesus Church was to come to his local area.
但是教会传道姓张啊，张长老到漳州的时候没有人接待。
When the elder of our church, Elder Zhang, arrived Zhangzhou, he was not even received by anyone locally.
那黄先生他们有钱人，他们有这个黄金会馆，对那个张长老说：“好，我们这个会馆借你用，啊，不需要租金的。”
But the Huang family was a well-to-do family. They even owned a landsman chaplain in that area, and they offered that benevolent association building for his use.
代表三十几个台湾人啦，那个都是。说起来都是，文化啊，文化协会啦，文化那个是对日本政治有意见的人，是教育这个受过高等教育的人。
So about 30 some Taiwanese people who were all very highly educated and members of the so-called cultural society, which held a different opinion politically against the Japanese.
因为日本对台湾的殖民政策太不公道，所以他们干脆离开台湾了，回故乡，是这样的。
They were dissatisfied with the rule of the Japanese government over Taiwan. They therefore decided to return to their homeland on the mainland.
那方大佬听那个张长老讲这个道理，这个道理在台湾都没有听过。
So Mr. Huang, when he searched the truth with Elder Chang, he discovered that that was the truth he had never before heard.
受洗礼是这样子，还要受圣灵，还要守安息日。
For the first time, he learned what the correct form of baptism was, and how he should repent, and how he must observe the Sabbath day.
所以对于圣经根据,
and everything he was told to was solid based on the Bible.
台湾人啊, 有到30多部啊, 通通相信。
About 30-some people from Taiwan then in Jiangzhou all believed at the same time.
好多小孩子晚上居然在祷告受圣灵。
Many young children, at the end of the day's service, they prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
看异象,
they saw visions.
但是黄长老做不到。
But Mr. Huang, or Elder Huang later, could not receive it.
他的爸爸妈妈也得到圣灵, 太太也得到圣灵。
His parents and his wife all later received the Holy Spirit.
他告诉我有一天他要回家的时候,
he said to me that one day on his way home,
一边走,
as he was walking, he was thinking at the same time,
主张接受真理是教会道理的是我，那为什么我得不到圣灵？
I was the one who insisted we should accept the faith of true Jesus Church. How come I had been singled out, that I have not received the Holy Spirit?
一边走路一边想,
he was pondering upon this question repeatedly.
主的圣灵那个时候临到他身上,
and as he was doing that, the Holy Spirit of the Lord descended upon him that time.
他在走路的时候得到圣灵,
so he received the Holy Spirit as he was even walking on the street.
就讲出点言,
he began to speak in tongues.
他说这个是真的，这个是真的。
He realized then that that was true.
还带那个张长老和那个各长老啊, 两个人在1926年到台湾来传道。
So in 1926, he asked Elder Zhang and another elder, Elder Guo, to go with him to Taiwan to preach the truth.
那个郭长老是基督教医院的副院长。
Elder Guo was the deputy director of a Christian hospital.
他是福州人。
He was a person from Fuzhou.
他在英国信公会和安息日会信27年。
And he believed, he had believed in the Episcopalian Church and another church in England for 27 years.
那一直张长老传到福州的。
And again, Elder Zhang brought the truth to Fuzhou.
那他明白，他受洗。
And he understood then and decided to be baptized.
但求不到圣灵。
But again, he could not receive the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣指出他的大儿子啊，郭美图，说，我一直要见你爸爸圣灵。
God revealed through his son, 郭美图, that on a certain day, the Holy Spirit was to be given to his father.
真的那一天啊，他在医院祷告啊，他医院当副院长啊，有办公室啊，祷告得到圣灵。
So this deputy director of the hospital one day was praying in his own office in the hospital. On that very specified day, he received the Holy Spirit.
他的大儿子拿那个日记簿给爸爸看，说：“爸爸，你今天要做到圣灵。”意思，主耶稣早早告诉我。
So his son then showed him his father the diary. Look, you are supposed to receive the Holy Spirit today.
他非常的受感动。
He was terribly touched by that.
说这个才是真教会。
So he proclaimed that this is the true church.
三个父子同时献身当传道。
So three people in three different generations dedicate themselves to the service of the Lord, become full-time ministers at the same time.
基督教副院长啊，待遇很好。
As the deputy director of the hospital, he received a handsome salary.
当时他觉得当传道好辛苦。
But to become a full-time minister, he had to sacrifice.
为什么他要这样做？
But why did he do that?
这个得救恩不可不传的。
The reason is that this is the truth of salvation, we must preach it.
我们今天基督徒要在爱的路上追求完成。
We must pursue perfection in matters of love.
我们要在这个行为上追求完成。
We must make ourselves perfect in our deeds and conduct.
但是有一件不可忽略的，信仰上、道理上追求完成。
These two things are important, but there's another thing we mustn't forget, that is our faith must be complete and whole.
你所信的就是不降吹，你当有修养，你的行为不能救你的。
We may be very well educated and cultured, and we behave well, but without the correct faith, we still cannot be saved.
我认为我们教会啊，不能对哪一个教我们不应该对立的。
It is my opinion that we must not adopt an antagonistic position against any given church because we all believe in Jesus.
但是, 我们要友好地彼此讨论。
But at the same time, that out of goodwill, we must friendly discuss the truth with other churches.
当地的把我们所相信的这个得救福音来告诉我们的朋友。
With good intention only, we must share with our friends the true gospel.
我们每一位啊，已经信主耶稣的这个同道。
All those who have been baptized into Christ.
为着你自己的得救，也为着要去拯救别人。
For your own salvation and the salvation of others.
我们需要检讨自己的信仰是不是后属徒的。
We must examine our own faith whether or not it coincides with the truth preached by the apostles.
我们的信仰应该恢复到像使徒教一样的信仰。
Our faith must be exactly the same as the faith of the apostles.
所以神在这个末世在降圣灵来。
So in this last day, our Lord Jesus Christ sent down his Holy Spirit.
来重建圣殿，复兴这个属灵的这个叫教会。
To rebuild the holy temple or to rebuild the spiritually oriented church.
这告诉我们末世临近。
And this again tells us that the last days are coming.
所以我们要感谢主。
We must thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
主拣选我们，叫我们能够明白这个得救的福音。
For he has chosen us and has enlightened us and given us this wonderful truth of salvation.
来接受这个得救的福音。
To accept this gospel of salvation.
就让我们活在这个世界。
So that the Lord has afforded us life to live in this world.
我们应该感谢主，要发起热心为主来传扬这个得救。
We ought to be utterly thankful and grateful to be fervent and preach his gospel universally.
带领大家在同受一位圣灵、同相信一种信仰的情况下，来团结一致，荣耀真神。
Let us unite ourselves in one solidarity, under the same Holy Spirit, and in the same faith.
主耶稣祝大家。
May our Lord Jesus Christ bless you all.